It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am so excited about this show that we're going to have today for a couple of reasons. First of all, I love the destination, but I have two people sitting in with me today. My friends are increasing, and I'm pretty happy about that because I usually have one friend sitting in with me, Olivia Varnson, who's sitting in again today.
Happy to be here and happy to be joined by another friend.
I am happy to be joined by another friend, too. And that is Doc Bill here you're like here in front of me. I can't believe I'm actually looking at you here in the studio.
Well, I'm here. We've got a great, exciting show today.
We do have a great, exciting show today. And what is going to make it exciting is to have you here. So glad that you can join us and participate in this great show.
Sounds neat.
And today we're going to talk about one of my favorite destinations. I had a chance to go on a trip to Southwest Germany, and I'll tell you, it is beautiful there. So much to see, so much to do, and Doc Bill, you're here, so that means there must be so much to eat as well.
Well, food and drink, that's the best way to get people together, and that's something that's really good to enjoy.
And that's a good way to get you into the studio as well. Now, Southwest Germany is also known as the sunny side of Germany. So if you split Germany down the side or across the middle, that sunny side would be the southwest side of Germany. And it is the home to several UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Doc Bill. So there's a lot of historic buildings and sites that have been preserved throughout the years. And there are at least 42 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Germany. And the country's first one was in the Southwest region that we're going to talk about today.
Well, that sounds neat. I mean, when you think about places like that, you have a lot of great architecture, you have a lot of great history, and places like that also have a large food tradition.
They really do. The food traditions go way, way back. And in particular, their first UNESCO site, which is the Maulbronn Monastery, and we'll talk a little bit more about it a little bit later. What's neat about it is that it also has a food tradition as well that we'll talk about when we talk a little bit more about the food. But it was the first one. I had a chance to go and visit that monastery. And I'll tell you, it's quite unique in that there are so many different architectural designs that are part of it that you really get a chance to just kind of see how many influences that were there and part of that monastery. But now let's switch gears a little bit, though, because as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But did you know that water sports is a big deal in Southwest Germany? Olivia, I'm going to throw that question over to you because I know how much you like sports.
I do like sports. And that's another great way to take in a destination is right on the water. You get to take in all of your surroundings and just enjoy the beautiful scenery. And Lake Constance is one of the top spots in Southwest Germany to do that. And Germans really love canoeing specifically. And that's a great water sport that you can kind of go at your own pace. There's not a lot of pressure to race or, you know, to exert yourself. It's exactly. It can be a relaxing experience.
It can be very relaxing. And while you're out there on Lake Constance, you can also take in windsurfing. You can also do kayaking and, of course, swimming. And as you are going along along the lake there, just relax as well. In either of those things that you do, I would think would be relaxing.
Yes, very relaxing. And of course, there's going to be a lot of riverside and lakeside restaurants too. So you don't have to worry about going too far to enjoy some food as well.
That is true. And speaking of that, I had a chance to actually cruise down Lake Neckar, which is in Heidelberg, in the Heidelberg area. And on a dinner cruise, I had a chance to enjoy the scenery, enjoy some great food, some great beverages, and just have a really relaxing time.
That's really all of our favorite things in one, a dinner cruise.
Well, you pegged me right on that one. But then you have the castles and the royal palaces, Doc Bill. So you have that history again coming into play, UNESCO world sites, and also just historical sites that may not have made the UNESCO list, but they're still quite historic.
Well, they are. And a lot of these places that you have around there, they can be old palaces and they have long traditions. Some of them have long food traditions. And a lot of these, particularly some of these areas, have traditions of producing some of the best liqueurs in the world.
Well, that is true. That is very true. And when you also talk about the castles and the royal palaces in the Baden-Baden area, in Baden-Württemberg, they have 17 grand palaces, with Mannheim having two of Europe's largest Baroque buildings.
Well, you think about the majestic buildings, you think about the whole Baroque period, you think about the incredible music. I mean, it's an old, old history.
You'll also find gardens, and for people who like to visit gardens, you get a chance to see a lot of different gardens because the palaces and the castles always had gardens attached to it. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am sitting in with Doc Bill in the studio. Can't believe he's in the studio today. He's increasing our number of friends, and Olivia, of course, is sitting in with me. And we're talking about Southwest Germany and all the things that you can see and what makes it really so special, a very special part of Germany, Olivia.
It is a very special part. We were just talking about all the different castles and palaces you can see, so there's plenty of that around. But there's also some really interesting modern architecture, too. And we'll dive into that a bit more when we talk about specific cities in Southwest Germany. But there really is a cool clash of modern architecture and then those castles and palaces that are just immense.
They are immense, and that is a very good example of medieval times. You can really get a sense of what life would have been like, how they may have lived, really the way the villages and the homes would have been structured, and get an idea of what day-to-day life may would have been like. Now, one of my favorite palaces that I had a chance to visit was in Schwarzingen. And the palace and gardens there were beautiful. And when you talk about food, we're going to dive definitely into this because we're going to talk about white asparagus. That is the royal palace where, when you go back in history, that is the palace where a lot of that started. Now, this palace took a couple of years to build. It was built between 1779 and 1791. So it took a couple of years to kind of get it all built. But there are more than 100 structures and sculptures around the grounds. You'll also find a temple of Apollo, the Greek god of light and art. And you'll also find a lot of bathhouses that are around that have their own gardens. So when you talk about getting an idea of what life must have been like, there at that palace, you can tell it was definitely grand.
And still intact.
Definitely still intact.
How about getting dinner on that place?
You can actually eat dinner there. You can have white asparagus there, is what I had there, right there on the grounds. And it was very good. So I felt like I was eating kind of like that royal meal there in a royal place. But yes, there's a restaurant right there on the property where you can actually take advantage of a great meal right there as though you're still part of the royal family. I like that part. But now, if you are a person who's really interested in going and covering this historic part of not only Germany, but just really Europe, but in Germany in particular, there's a pass that covers all of the palaces, all of the castles, the ruins, the historic gardens, and the monasteries too. And it's only 24 euros, and that's about $28 in U.S. money. So if you're going over, you definitely want to check that out so that you can do it at a budget, stay within your budget, and check out all of those great palaces and things that are around Germany. Now, when you talk about great architecture like that too, one of the things that I always say is that, you know, when you're going to places like this, remember like what you're going to wear for footwear. I talk about this a lot because the cobblestone streets and some of those little steps and things like that, a really good tip I want to give is when you're visiting these old structures, it can be a lot of stones, a lot of uneven surfaces, a lot of kind of narrow places. So keep that in mind with what you are packing in terms of what you're going to wear as well. Now, Doc Bill, when we come back in the next segment, we're going to talk about white asparagus.
That sounds good to me.
Well, it sounds very good to me, very yummy. And some people may not have heard of white asparagus. They just know the green asparagus. So we'll talk a little bit about those differences in the two and just how yummy it is and some of the ways that I had a chance to eat it while I was in Southwest Germany. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. I know you can have some good food down there as well. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.